KKK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
We could hit 200,000 coronavirus cases in the U.S. today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Soon we might hit 200,000 deaths.
As sobering a number as that is, we should be prepared for it. Is it going to be that much? I hope not.
Dr. Anthony Fauci and the White House Task Force.
And if we influence it to the maximum, we don't have to accept that.
He's reiterating the social distancing guidelines for this whole month. President Trump says the next 2 weeks could be very, very painful.
A lot of people have said, a lot of people have thought about it. Write it out. Don't do anything. Just write it out and think of it as the flu. But it's not the flu. It's vicious.
As of now, the number of coronavirus cases in the U.S. just under 190,000. More than 4,000 of those people have died. And while New York makes up 40% of the cases and deaths, New Jersey is second.
Stay at home before this hits home.
And Governor Phil Murphy also has a message for people not in his state. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Dave, the governor says once the outbreak slows there, he is considering banning visitors from states that haven't imposed similar stay-at-home restrictions because they, quote, didn't take this as seriously as his state did. Murphy says the fear is that visitors could fuel a second outbreak there. New Jersey has already had at least 270 coronavirus deaths, and state officials say the peak number of cases could still be 3 weeks away.
Sonia, the layoffs continue across the country amid all the corona shutdowns. The president of the Federal Reserve in St. Louis, James Bullard, told Fox Business this morning 47 million Americans are at risk of losing jobs.
They're in jobs that are customer-facing or would otherwise be impacted by the virus situation.
Tomorrow we'll get a report on how bad things got last week with first-time jobless claims. Friday, the March hiring report is due, and on Wall Street ahead of the opening bell later this hour, Dow futures are down nearly 800 points. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Congress is not in session. In fact, some lawmakers are home recovering from coronavirus infections. But there is a growing movement toward a fourth round of stimulus for the ailing economy that would go to fixing and building up our infrastructure.
And I'm suggesting $2 trillion. We redo our roads, our highways, our bridges. We fix up our tunnels, which are many of them in bad shape, like coming into New York.
And President Trump says with 0% interest rates, now is the time. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also wants schools and broadband building, but Republican Senator John Kennedy just told Fox and Friends.
Well, number one, I'm not interested in any more of Speaker Pelosi's spending porn, or any other member of Congress for that matter. Number two, we just spent with the leverage $4 trillion. We ought to see if it works.
Well, most Americans are still waiting for the $1,200 checks per person, double that for married couples, adding $500 per child. Now, we'll get the money. A small percentage will not, will make six-figure salaries. They're not eligible. Millions are also waiting for that extra $600 a week unemployment assistance, but they don't have it yet.
3 million Americans lost their jobs due to coronavirus shutdowns, but rent or the mortgage is due today. What if you can't pay?
Contact your mortgage servicer before you fall behind. That's like the biggest key.
Cody Payne is an office and industrial real estate expert in Dallas. Homeowners and rental tenants can find programs from lenders or governments.
There is relief out there for many of these people, but what we're not seeing right now is relief for the actual landlord, and that's where troubles could arise.
Well, what if the landlord is just a small business owner and relies on rent received to pay the mortgages on properties rented out? Eben Brown, Fox News.
Again, they could be selling on Wall Street again, just like yesterday when the quarter ended. the worst first quarter in 33 years. The Dow was down 23% January through March. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker on Tuesday extended his statewide stay-at-home order for 3 weeks as the nation struggles to contain the spread of the coronavirus. Pritzker set a new deadline of April 30th for keeping people inside except for reporting to a job deemed essential or to take care of necessities like getting food or getting medicine. The new coronavirus has led to the deaths of at least 99 people in the state out of close to 6,000 infections. 26 new deaths were reported on Tuesday and 937 new cases. Two men are facing charges after an incident Monday night where a shot was allegedly fired in a fight over a woman. Police Monday night were sent to the Town and Country Apartments in the 1000 block of Kerr Avenue for a fight. Two men were charged with unlawful possession of a weapon by a felon. They are 44-year-old Thomas Cannon and 38-year-old Lionel Brown. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast. National Weather Service, Diane.
Well, we're having a good morning, Stevie J. The temperature's at 37 now and up to 53 with partly cloudy conditions this afternoon, down to 36 this evening. 61 tomorrow, down to 43, up to 65 on Friday. Could see some rain Saturday, but Sunday we're inside 60 and 70 by Monday. Right now, again, 37 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, while we probably could have been more ready for a pandemic, according to a new study from Johns Hopkins, America was the most prepared country than anybody else. Emergency room doctor, chief medical officer, Remote Health Solutions, Dr. John Ball. How are you, Dr. Ball, from St. George, Utah, the great state of Utah? How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, I think the study I cited last hour when from 2015, 10 different reports said the United States was ill-prepared for a pandemic, but who can be ready for a 100-year event, I guess? But we're more prepared than anybody else. I don't know what that does for me except to say, well, next time we'll do better.
No, I think that you're exactly right, though, quite honestly, because if we look at this study that has been brought to the surface, it was over a year long. We came out in October 2019, a year worth of study, 100 researchers, 13 different countries, and 195 countries were studied. But the average score out of 100 was 40.2, and America's score was 83.5. And so if we look on the curve, could we do better? Yeah, we always want to get an A, we got a B. And that just means that there's areas to improve. This truly was, like you mentioned, a 100-year pandemic. None of us in our lifetime have seen this. We all thought in 2009, all of us in healthcare, we thought, man, the swine flu H1N1 was a big deal. We thought we responded to it well. We thought we were prepared for the next and learned from the past. But this is bigger. The transmission rate is much higher, 3 times higher, we think, and then the mortality rate is higher as well. So when you combine those together and say we're learning, could we have done better? Absolutely. Will we do better next time? Absolutely. Did we do the best in the world? Absolutely.
Okay, we are streaming now on Facebook Live. We are not streaming in hour one. We are in hour two. David, Jordan, Tim, thank you for jumping on here in the last minute. We appreciate you watching on Facebook Live. We're talking to Dr. John Bao. He is of St. George, Utah. He's an emergency room doctor, chief medical officer of Remote Health Solutions. All right, when the president spoke about 100,000 to 200,000 deaths, it just cold cocked me. I did not see that number coming, did you?
So I'll tell you, my perspective of this has been evolving. I think like many individuals and many healthcare workers, a couple of months ago when we said, well, there's this coronavirus coming out of China, we started saying, well, gosh, it's just a coronavirus. I diagnose coronavirus with a viral swab all the time. But then we started to learn more about this disease, and then we started seeing the way that it spread, and then we started seeing numbers coming out of Italy and Spain and the numbers out of China, what we can believe coming out of there. And as we've seen that peak rising, I would say yes and no. Did it surprise me? Some, yes, but were we thinking maybe these numbers are going to get crazy? Yes.
Why is it so contagious?
Yeah, so structurally, that is one of the differences. When we look at the actual structure of the virus on a molecular level, its ability to be transmitted from human to human and stay within that human is what makes it so easily transmissible. And then, quite frankly, when I talk about the virus structurally and, you know, evolutionarily speaking, it's a great storm. Its mortality rate isn't so high that it, you know, kills its host right away, but instead it has this long latent period where it's an incubation period where it's transmissible from one human to another human, usually when they're asymptomatic. So that's why we have this stay-at-home, self-quarantine, stay-home, stay-safe, et cetera, because it moves from human to human well, and it moves during a time when you're asymptomatic. It moves through airborne droplets, and it stays in the air for several hours. It stays on surfaces for several days, especially things like plastic. That's the reason, because of its structure and some of its inherent characteristics.
If I don't touch my hand to my face ever, do I have a great chance to be fine?
It helps. I'll say that. If you never touch your face, if you're never around people who touch their face, then you're gonna you're gonna have improved odds. But nothing's foolproof. So we do the things that improve our outcomes, improve our opportunities, improve our percentages. But nothing's foolproof. I wish I could give you a perfect answer for that. Unless you live in a bubble. You live in a bubble somewhere away from everybody, and then you're going to be great.
When do you absolutely stay home and don't go out under any circumstances? What are the things I need to look out for?
Yeah, so if you're symptomatic, if you got that fever, cough, shortness of breath, especially if you're having some of the additional things that we're saying are now secondary signs, loss of sense of smell, loss of sense of taste, you got some diarrhea, stay home. Do not go out. Do not spread this. Order in takeout and do not associate with other people. If we can stop the spread, it's all about the flatten the curve mentality.
Yeah.
And what that means is let's give our hospitals an opportunity to see the same number of patients over a longer period of time so we're not overburdened and we continue to have people there. If you're going out and infecting people, maybe it's going to be your healthcare workers. Maybe it's going to be the nurse. Maybe it's going to be the doctor. And that limits the additional resources that are there.
Okay. So we've got to just 30 days. We've got to hang out. We just got to, you know, do something in the house. But we've got to listen on this. And we really, really, really got to work at it and see if we can flatten the curve. Are you optimistic about that, Dr. Ball?
Yeah, I am. I'm optimistic about that. I'm an optimistic guy. I'm a positive guy to start with. And I think that the Americans have really rallied by and large here. We have some exceptions in there, and we have a lot of individuals, especially younger individuals, who are like, I'm fine. Even if I get sick, nothing's going to happen to me. But it's the spread that comes from those individuals that we really worry about as they spread it to individuals in the community who then take it back to their grandma, who take it back to their aunt, whatever it is, that then have worse outcomes. But I am optimistic. I think the American people have done a really great job of trying to step in and do the hard things and limit their exposure to people and limit their exposure from people.
Do you worry about yourself?
Yes and no. So it is sort of a given fact in emergency departments, at least amongst my colleagues and those that I talk with, we're probably going to be exposed to and contract the coronavirus during this time period. It's just sort of, you can't be on the front line all the time, day in, day out, and not have that realization. But we do all the things that we normally do. I mean, I tell people I never get sick. I see lots of sick people every day. And the reason is because I do the same things that we tell them to do. I wash my hands couple hundred times during a shift, right? And I avoid touching my face. I wear a mask when I've got some sniffles or when I'm going in to somebody with some respiratory complaints. Now we're implementing those across the board. Anybody that comes in that has a cough, anybody that comes in that has a fever, anybody that comes in that has some shortness of breath, we assume now that they've got coronavirus, so we take precautions. It won't be perfect. We're going to miss those, and we're going to get exposed. healthcare workers. It's a brotherhood. It's a sisterhood. I've got great friends and colleagues across the country that are willing to see sick patients do hard things and with the knowledge that they may get sick as well.
Hey, thank you for what you're doing. We really appreciate it. We need you, and we thank you. And people of Utah, St. George, Utah, are very lucky to have Dr. John Bao. Thank you so much for your minutes this morning, John.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Emergency room doctor, chief medical officer for something called Remote Health Solutions, Dr. John Bao. Imagine being an emergency room doctor. What's coming in? I mean, now keep in mind, too, you're not talking about coronavirus. You still got accidents.
Oh, I know that.
Shootings, yes. Heart attacks, yes. Strokes.
And you have to prioritize
emergencies.
And
no, it's just, I mean, it's not like the hospitals are empty.
Right.
There's still normal stuff happening, and you can't get your shoulder done or your knee done or your hip done right now
because
it's elective.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not able to do that. But yet we're still functioning. We're pretty much all unhealthy. 70% of us have got issues because we've got other issues, and that didn't go away. You can go to Facebook Live. We're there. Mm-hmm. We were not there in the first hour, so I do want to shout out Mary Beth, Tim, John, Jerry, John, Tim, Peggy, Derek, Jerry. Thank you so much. We're on Facebook Live every morning now. And make a comment. I want to brief you, if you're just jumping on Facebook Live, we weren't on last hour, that our featured restaurant of the day is Original House of Pancakes. We bought five $50 gift cards from the generosity of business owners Jeff Facer and Steve Hillard and Troy Lands, Tony Johnston. We thank the generosity of some wonderful people in our community that gave me thousands of dollars to spend at restaurants. So I go out and we spend $250 a day and get five $50 gift cards to give to people like you that are freaking out.
Okay.
Shortness of breath. I mean, we all have shortness of breath right now. I think I've got it.
I know.
I think I've got it.
I'm telling you.
We're all going to die. You can't do that.
Right.
No panicking. So if you text in to the radio at 359-2255, we're getting some nice comments and
yes,
people
we are.
Texting in. We're going to call you later and let you know who gets the five of them.
David had mentioned his stepson requested a pancake house for graduation after his U of I ceremony.
I know. I know. There's a lot going on. Just think again of all the displaced brides. And I know that's not the brides and grooms and wedding business. The industry is dried up. Mm-hmm. There's no more weddings right now. No graduations. No school. No.
But can we figure out a way to do things virtually where you're Facebook Living the ceremony or something where you can include those special family and friends?
Yep. That's what we're trying to do. So you can text us. The 359-2255, if you want to nominate somebody to get $50, Eric Faulkner, the owner, told me, hey, you know, we'll even deliver.
Mm-hmm. Curbside and delivery. Mentioned his business going down 80%.
Well, what are you going to do? I mean, if you have a restaurant that's closed?
Right. Especially someone like that where, you know, they invite all the customers in to sit and, you know, visit. Yeah. It's just a great experience there. I love being by the fireplace, but, you know, now it's curbside. And their staff doing delivery, ophchampagne.com, if you'd like to support Eric at Original House of Pancakes.
Yep. All right. Again, let me know if you want one of these 50s or you know somebody who would really need it. Busey is there, and they've been there for 150 years. They built on tradition of trusted relationships, thriving communities today. That commitment is more important than ever. The world around us is changing rapidly. Busey will remain available, accessible, and ready to support the needs of our communities now and in the future. On March 19, Busey temporarily suspended lobby hours in all the branches, but Busey's drive-up, ATMs, online banking, customer care team will remain available for assistance. You got your online banking services I use all the time, the e-bank. Drive-up services, customers using drive-up services on foot can use First Lane. List of drive-up locations found at Busey.com. March 27, Busey introduced the Customer Relief Program designed to alleviate some of the hardships our customers are facing as a result of the pandemic. So just ask about those. Busey.com/financial relief program. Busey.com/financial relief program. Realizing you may need support, Busey, here for you through the uncertainties that lay ahead. Here's your weather forecast, National Weather Service.
All right, we're looking like partly cloudy conditions with a high 50, low 36, 61 today and tomorrow. Partly cloudy, 37 now on ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute. Brace for impact here in 10 minutes. Stand by, 8:20.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Private job loss in March was not as bleak as predicted. The number of new private sector positions declined by 27,000 as measured by payroll processing company ADP. However, the job market saw significant furloughs and layoffs in the second half of March because of the impact of the coronavirus, and it's likely the ADP report doesn't reflect the late month deterioration of the employment situation. On Friday, the Labor Department releases its monthly employment report for March. That report also measures the situation in mid-month. Newspaper company Gannett, parent company of USA Today, says its business is expected to be significantly impacted by the coronavirus. It's losing money from advertising and from cancellations of events. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda, invested in you.
Why should young people care about the spread of coronavirus? Well, we know that people with underlying medical conditions over the age of 60 are at highest risk, but they've got to get it from somebody.
So we're asking everyone to be selfless for others so that we can protect those who are most susceptible.
Not going to bars, not going to restaurants. It all just means physical separation so that you have a space between you and others.
For more information on how you can social distance, please go to coronavirus.gov.
On Facebook Live, we have Larry and his three dogs listening and watching on Facebook. Let me address the dogs. They've got their ears
up. Pretty good.
Thank you. Dan Magruder listening from Cape Coral, Florida. Stay healthy, everybody. Christy says, love it. Thank you. Mike is watching. Mick has jumped on. Ryan Nicewender, you the man, Ryan. I saw you out near Meadowbrook Park. Ryan is the best wheelchair basketball player in the history of man.
Great. Keep moving.
He was also headed to Tokyo for the Paralympics, and now he gets to train a whole nother year.
I'm sorry about the shift in your life, yeah, but keep at it.
You betcha. He's number one. And he'll say, wait a minute. I said, no, I did that, and it's my ranking. Ryan Nicewender is number one in wheelchair basketball in the history of man. Mary Wheatley Griffith is watching. John is watching. Sarah Marshke. Hi, Sarah. Pat. Marty. Matt. Thank you. There's a lot of you jumped on Facebook Live. We were not on in our 7 o'clock hour. We visited with Ed Martin, Eagle Forum, based in St. Louis, about Phyllis Schlafly, the great conservative woman. Hula is going to air Mrs. America about Phyllis coming up on April 15. It'll be a series.
On FX.
Yeah, Kate Blanchett's playing.
Mm-hmm.
Betty Holmes, what a wonderful woman. Betty was a teacher for so many years at Unit 4. And one day in the 90s, we did a live radio broadcast when I was taking people to work in a limousine. And Betty was one of those honored people. So we rode in a limousine together doing broadcasting live from the limousine. I used to also go into people's homes back when we used to mingle.
Not have the social distancing 6 feet apart.
I used to go into people's homes and make them pancakes and broadcast live. And so that's why I can make pancakes pretty darn well. We had a lot of fun with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Richard just jumped on with us. Thank you, Richard. So a whole lot of people are finding us on Facebook Live. We're on radio on ESPN 93.5 on your FM dial. We're also on YouTube. Because we were predominantly listened to on car radio, we've tried to extend our audience to different formats because platforms are always changing.
Yes.
And so, because very few cars on Windsor this morning.
Right.
We're over at the Pines in Urbana. I have windows that look right out on Windsor Road, and I get a spot speeders, which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
Because some people blow by our window, and
that's
I'm going,
for sure.
Okay, the speed limit is like 40, maybe 35.
I know.
Anyway, so we've done that.
There's somebody having a baby in that car. They better get to the hospital. Yeah, right. Try to put it in perspective.
There you go.
But, yeah. We are getting some text in to 359-2255. So thankful for those in my church that are being true servants and calling others and helping those in need, grocery runs. And I think going for this OHOP gift card is a great way. They're talking about the Sunday sermons is a great way to connect with that Philo Road Church of Christ. So thank you, Marcia, for reaching out.
Yeah.
We'll see. We have our staff that reaches back out to you to make sure you're one of the people who get these gift cards. But here's a person saying, self-employed optometrist.
Yep.
Been off work since March 14th.
Well, you're not going to touch anybody's eyeball right now, are you?
Not going back until May 1st.
What are you
going
to do?
No income. Yeah. I have savings, not hurting at this moment, but if I get that stimulus check, I want to pay it forward and help make this happen. So thank you so much to everybody. Here's another person in Tolono that says they know someone suffering from COVID-19 stress. So we've got these gift cards, yeah, and I'm glad people are chiming in at 359-2255.
Wendy Pickering, a shout out from Denver, Colorado, and she's in the travel business. And Wendy, I feel your pain. Hang in there.
Mm-hmm.
Annika, who is in the Miss Illinois, Miss America.
Okay, nice.
Annika, she's darling. Are you going in? Are they going to have a pageant this year?
Right.
Douglas is watching. Tiana from Florida. We love Tiana Kane.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, everybody. Pamela Franks is watching. So on YouTube, on Facebook Live, and of course, connected with us on our text, 359-2255. So again, if you want to text in and try and get the original House of Pancakes, we are offering those today. We've got five of them. And again, we want to thank Jeff Facer, Areawide Technologies, Troy Lands, Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, Steve Hillard at HL Precision. Listen to our show every morning, giving away different gift cards. We've already done Jet's Pizza, Hickory River Smokehouse, Manzella's coming up, Pole Boys we did, Big Grove Tavern we did, El Toro we did, Papa Dell's we did, Baldorado's Porchetta and Sicilian Sausage I think have closed in Lincoln Square for the time being, I think. Watson Shack and Rail, Dish Passionate Cuisine. Colleen sent 30 boxes of her Bucks lunches to the second floor at Carl on Windsor.
Great job.
Ralph and Joe joined us, and we talked Garcia's Pizza in a Pan. We're going to do Taco John's, which has a drive-thru open on North Prospect. Willow Pond Golf Club, 19th hole. We talked to Kevin Appleby yesterday. I had my eyes on the 60 wings for $50. Scotty's Brew House, Rosati's Pizza, Farron's Pub and Eatery coming up, and today original House of Pancakes, and Eric Faulkner also letting people in the restaurant business that have felt the pain. If you work in restaurants, you can get 50% off of your order from OHOP. And so we do have the $50, five of those. Text in if you know somebody or you yourself could really use a boost. It's not going to change your life. We're just trying to help and support local restaurants and try and connect people that are especially anxious, and you just hang in there. One note I read yesterday that really encouraged me, because I believe we need to come back to God. I am firmly, strongly a believer. My Christian faith carries me through every single day of my life. And I think we need to return. 55% of this great nation is praying. Some people that have never prayed in their life are praying now. That's a positive, to know that there's more than just you out there.
Most definitely.
We will be right back. The news will be next. Going to call our friend Wendy Patrick. She's holed up in San Diego, California. A lot of these things, it's probably a little too early to worry about legal. But can the government do X, Y, Z? And I think the answer in emergencies, they can. We'll talk to her next.
Hey, it's Stevie J. I've been using the corporate apparel from Game Day. They've been making these Stevie J Broadcasting button downs, and I love them. And I just got two new in today, and the staff's excited because I don't have to wear the same shirt. So very excited for the repertoire change and all these fabulous corporate apparel shirts from Game Day. If you want a quote, I would suggest you email them, sales@gamedayspirit.com, sales@gamedayspirit.com. It's high quality. It's great stuff. You'll love it. Corporate apparel from Game Day Spirit.
PDR is a AAA Chicago Motor Club approved facility right here in Central Illinois. They have an esteemed community reputation, a great facility appearance, and amazing customer service. Plus, the staff is trained and qualified, has the most up-to-date equipment working on your vehicle, a wide scope of services, and warranty coverage. Stop into the AAA Chicago Motor Club approved facility, PDR Automotive on North Cunningham in Urbana, or call them at 367-9481.
Hi, this is Chelsea Bender, your skincare specialist at Advanced Aesthetics in Champaign. We offer a variety of customized facials that provide your skin with a more radiant and refreshed appearance.
I go to Advanced Aesthetics to get my facials because the technicians there are always able to answer my questions. I honestly look forward to going in and getting my facials because they make it so relaxing and just a great overall experience. They carry a great passion for their work, and I can't thank them enough for everything they've done for me.
To find out more and book your appointment, give us a call at 356-3850.
And I see Jeannie Landman Gossett from Texas. Are you kidding me? Where have you been for 40 years? We went to Eastern together. She married the star of shortstop and punter for the, Oakland Raiders, okay. Jeff Gossett. Anyway, she said, God is good, and he indeed is all the time, God is good. Jeannie Landman, Landman Oil, I know her parents and family have Landman Oil out of Charleston.
Great.
I 40 years. Where you been?
Good to connect.
Back in a moment. Time for news at 8:30.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says it's going to be a really tough 2 weeks. Coronavirus deaths in the U.S. jumped more than 1,000 in the last 24 hours to more than 4,000 now, surpassing the number reported in China where the outbreak started.
Health officials say coronavirus could claim 100 to 240,000 lives in the U.S. Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health emphasizing,
it's something we need to anticipate, but I want to do, not I, all of us want to do much, much better than that.
President Trump called on Americans to continue social distancing.
We really have to do what we all know is right.
Dr. Fauci said the death projections would be higher without mitigation efforts in place.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, Washington, D.C. Stay-at-home orders in effect today. One in Maine goes into effect tomorrow. A magnitude 6.5 earthquake in Idaho has been felt in six other states and Canada. No major damage or injuries are reported. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The city of Champaign is temporarily suspending spring yard waste collection until further notice. In response to the current public health emergency, the Public Works Department has reduced staff to responding to life safety emergencies only and thus cannot comply with the scheduled start of the spring yard waste collection. The Public Works Director will announce rescheduled dates once feasible. Champaign County now has 29 cases of coronavirus. Yesterday, Governor J.B. Pritzker announced his stay-at-home order would be extended and remain in effect through April 30th. Two men are facing charges after an incident Monday night where a shot was allegedly fired in a fight over a woman. Police Monday night were sent to the Town and Country apartments in the 1000 block of Kerr Avenue for a fight. Two men were charged with unlawful possession of a weapon by a felon. They are 44-year-old Thomas Cannon and 38-year-old Lionel Brown. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service.
Partly cloudy, high 53, 36-hour low tonight, up to 61. Partly cloudy tomorrow, down to around 43, up to 65 on Friday. 58 with showers Saturday, 62 on Sunday, 70, then 74 on Tuesday. I'm loving that. Right now, the temperature's at 38. I'm on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, Jeannie from college has said, you made my day. It can't be 40 years. I'm only 29. And my mom is too. The 29 Club. Keep right. It up. Keep it going. And thanks for connecting this morning. Thank you to everybody jumping on Facebook Live. Aaron, you're there. Mitch. Love Mitch Kazel. And again, we got our regular now from Galveston, Texas, enjoying our show. Thank you, Mark, I believe. Yeah, I think it's Mark. Betsy's on. John, Stevie from Danville, we are saying hello. Say a big hello to my buddy Jim Shepard. John Spezia says hi to Jim Shepard, the longtime public address announcer for Illinois, Jim Shepard. All right, 8:34. We are into April. Believe it or not, look up. It's April 1. I had to think about that for a second. What happened to March? April's going to be kind of hanging in there. You can get a lot done around the house, though, can you not? Can you not get the complete list done
at home. And I know many are working from home. A lot aren't working and are getting unemployment. It is just where we are. Quick call to Nate Swick, Indianapolis, Indiana. How are you, Nate?
Hey, good morning. What's happening today? You guys doing all right?
Isn't it odd to work for Visit Indy right now? Dang it. I love Indianapolis, and I do drive around Indianapolis when I go to Dayton to see my daughter who's working over there in television. But what do you got, Visit Indy? Can I do anything online to kind of prepare me for my next visit?
Hey, yes, sir. So it is a wild time right now, like you said, and the whole travel and tourism as nobody's traveling or leaving their houses. So everybody's stuck at home right now. But we actually came up with a whole roundup of things you can do to experience Indy at home. So this lives on our website, Indy Experiences at Home. And there's a lot of things. I mean, everything from all of our museums and attractions, the world's largest children's museum, the zoo is doing daily tours, kind of behind-the-scenes peeks at different exhibits at the Indianapolis Zoo. Children's Museum is doing science exhibits, science projects, Facebook Live chats with museum experts all on their Facebook page and at their website. But then we've got, like, living room concerts, virtual gallery tours, all sorts of streaming performances. The Indianapolis Indians, our local baseball team, created all these ways to get involved with baseball. And then if you're looking to, like, I'm trying to hone in on my skills in the kitchen right now because I'm not a very good cook. And so there's all these cooking classes, and you can learn how to make the famous St. Elmo shrimp cocktail or different cocktails at some of the best bars in the city or the famed Indy pork tenderloin sandwich. So we've got all this living on our website. You can do Indy trivia questions and more. And we also picked out some of the best things to watch, best podcasts to listen to that all tie together somehow to the city of Indianapolis. So we're not going to let you forget about Indy because we'll come out of this and we'll rise again. But right now, it's a weird time, but everybody's cooped up at home and they're all looking for things to do. So we like to try and entertain people and keep your minds in a sane place for now.
Okay. Again, your website is?
Visitindy.com.
Man, you're the man, Nate. You ought to get the employee of the week. Here you are, his last dying breath. You must visit Indy. Good work. I mean, that's just
hey, we appreciate
that's how you
guys.
Do it, man. We appreciate you, and we're gonna bust out all this, and we're gonna go to Indianapolis and have ourselves a great weekend. That's for sure.
Hey, love it, love it. Yeah, thank you guys.
You hang in there. Nate Swick is over at Visit Indy, and how about that? It's just not much happening, but he's still touting Indianapolis, Indiana. It's a great town, by the way. Love going through. Dorothy's watching. Tim, good to see you out there. Our buddy Kent, Larry. The talented Elizabeth is watching. We appreciate all of you. Aaron, thank you. How's it going, Stevie? Well, we're hanging tough. We are walking in faith and praying that the coronavirus ends as soon as possible and praying that the numbers that President Trump illuminated yesterday will not happen. With all the charts and everything else, 100,000 to 200,000 deaths perhaps in this whole coronavirus. And we don't want that. So we pray that it does not happen. And we are confident it will not happen. That's too high. Wendy Patrick is our friend in San Diego. How are you?
Hey, Stevie J. How are you?
She's a legal scholar, smarty. Okay, attorney Wendy Patrick. It's not time to worry about what the government can and can't do. I think in an emergency, the government can pretty much do what they want.
That seems to be the trend all across the nation as you have municipalities and even local leaders enacting laws to protect the residents. And many times they're met with resistance because we don't like to be told where to go, what to do, who to see, what to wear. But that's exactly what some of these local municipalities are doing. And I got to tell you, sometimes it is better safe than sorry when it comes to complying because it's often easier to simply comply with a law, even if you doubt its legality or constitutionality, then face the consequences of going to jail or getting fined. You think a law is bad? Great. You can challenge it in court later once the court's open. Many times it's easier to just do what they say, especially if it's for the health of the community.
Well, that's what you ought to do when an officer stops you. Do what they say, sort it out later. That's what we're doing now. It's not time to really argue the Constitution. There'll be a day for that. But right now, I'm all for getting over this thing. And for the world to get sick like this, it's just an unprecedented event. We've never had this in modern day. It's been 100 years since the Spanish flu. And here we are in this technology, in this modern day, when we know we can do everything. We don't have anybody telling us what to do. And all of a sudden, we're supposed to do what?
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. And you have fines being handed down to people that actually are already being hit in the pocketbook by not being able to work. We have no idea how many people are getting laid off. We read these reports of, sure, delivery people are hiring, but plenty of people can't telework. They work at businesses where they interface with the public for a living, and they can't do that from home. So to say now we're going to fine you if you don't comply with these local ordinances, well, that's untenable, and it's heartbreaking for people that are already trying to make ends meet and were living paycheck to paycheck. So yes, it's a sign of the times, but it's also, I'll call this social policing, where instead of saying, hey, we're going to leave it to local law enforcement, let's really look to each other to do what we know to be the right thing and abide by these laws for now, even if you don't agree that they might not hold up in court at a later date.
So what are you doing every day?
Well, you know, a lot of us have jobs where we're able to telework, and that's great. It's great for ourselves. It's great for our families. But we're also making sure that we try to pass legislation to help those that aren't blessed with jobs that allow teleworking.
Yeah.
How are we going to keep them afloat? That seems to be what most of our governments are doing right about now.
Okay, we hang in there. San Diego's not a bad spot, although I don't think it's, is it a real issue in San Diego, or do you know?
Well, it's an issue everywhere because, unfortunately, especially for those of us that work in the criminal justice system, we want to make sure that we're able to go into work as essential employees if we need to, but also protect the more vulnerable at home. I mean,
yeah.
Who doesn't have a family member that is compromised in some way?
Yeah,
it doesn't mean you have underlying lung issues. Maybe you are over 60 years old.
Yeah. Well, that's right. We got to be careful. Okay, well, hang in there. I know California is not the bell curve that I'm seeing in New York and New Jersey. Just keep it tamped down. Keep it tamped down. Yeah,
that's
not
right.
Yet. That's right. Not yet. Stay safe, Wendy.
Right back at you. Thank you, Stevie.
Wendy Patrick, attorney out in San Diego. So she can, and there are a lot of people who can do stuff from home.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, what kind of job do you have? And if it's anything retail, you're just not going to work. It's just not going to have enough hours. There are not going to be any people. It's just such an unusual time that if you're able to do work at home, but then if you are in some other kind of field, I mean, you're probably not at the construction site, are you? Didn't they shut down a number of projects? I don't know. Is Deuce Construction doing anything right now? I don't know if you can. Because, again, you're close to your workers. It depends. It just depends on case by case. But I think construction guys, some jobs have been shut. Because I think they were working on Target at 6th and Green, and somebody said, why are the guys working so close together?
I see.
We're all policing each other. When somebody hears something, they're calling somebody. This is Gladys Kravitz. We've got it going on, the old Bewitched show.
Well, when we ran into you at an essential grocery store trip yesterday,
she has to qualify being out.
We were needing milk. I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize.
But we stayed 6 feet apart at our visit, and I get it. I am walking with a friend at some of our favorite outdoor spaces, and he'll bow out into the grass by 3 feet if he sees someone coming
to abide by the six-foot rule. I think we are. America is an amazing, amazing place. It is, and if you, again... I would make everybody live in Lagos, Nigeria for 3 months, and you will never be the same. I'll make you live in Kanpur, India for 3 months, and you will never be the same. What we have here, and I have been blessed to see other parts of the world, this is an amazing deal. We adapt. We come together. We work toward it. Then when things are good, we throw tomatoes at each other and argue our brains out in Washington. That's kind of what we've done. We've always argued about stuff. And it's been ridiculous. If you go back, and I mentioned Abraham Lincoln earlier in the show, if you go back and look at some of the cartoons written about him, I'm going, ooh, too much.
It's pretty mean.
Oh, are you kidding? It was awful. And yet today, you know, we just have other platforms to share it. And we can do things online and instantaneous. It's a worldwide communicative deal we have going here, so we can spread information.
Right.
I mean, think about when Pearl Harbor was bombed. How'd everybody hear about it? They heard about it by the newspaper and the radio, and then the next day they read it in the paper again, and then 24 hours later. Now it's every minute.
Yes.
But we adapt in America. The greatness of America is that we come together. We are from everywhere.
You don't have to be from America to be American. You're an American when you come here and you go through the process and you spend 5 years and you fill out the paper and then you're an American. You can't go to France and be French. You can't go to Italy and be Italian, but you can be an American. It's an amazing country. And so we're going to get this figured out. So what happens after it's over? Do we ever greet and meet in church again? We don't hug and shake hands anymore, do we?
There was a video that started going viral of someone who made up what happens after the quarantine. They went out of their house and tried to have an awkward conversation with someone and said, well, forget this, and he went back in the house.
Yeah, I'll text you.
Exactly.
It's going to change a little bit, and I think it's going to change for the better in some respects. I don't think we're going to have 30 to 50,000 deaths from flu anymore if we do anything like this.
You're right.
It just, maybe we don't quite hug and kiss as much and shake hands and high five. Maybe we're a little more cognizant of it. And I think at a certain age, you probably ought to be. Because nobody, bottom line, nobody wants this, but they don't want the flu either.
Right.
Because that kills people.
And those people who are kind of germophobes always felt awkward with that anyway. I mean, I knew a few business people in town that were always awkward with the hand sanitizer. Even in church and the sign of peace, I've seen people get out hand sanitizer
I don't know if you ever shake again.
Well, we don't even go to church now.
No. But I mean, I don't think after this, I don't think people will shake hands
again. Maybe.
I think you just say, hey, how you doing? One, great to see you, and it's going to be the kind of the new social norm. 359-2255, we want to chime in. It's a quarter till.
You've worked hard to realize your dream of opening a business. Day-to-day operations can be hectic. Sometimes there isn't time to tackle long-term financial needs. Busey promises to partner with you as you navigate critical financial decisions, from lending strategies to retirement plans for your employees. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Sam Banks, Executive Director of the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. For over 50 years, the club has been opening doors to brighter futures with our after-school, summer, and teen programs. March 30th through April 3rd is National Boys and Girls Club Week. You can help us celebrate Boys and Girls Club Week and create bright futures for kids in our community who need it most. To make a donation and learn more about our work, go to dmbgc.org. You can help change a life today.
You've heard their name, but who are they? Areawide Technologies is a full-service business solutions provider. What does that mean? Areawide makes it their mission to provide the perfect custom solution designed to meet your business needs. They can help you operate your IT department with confidence and excellence. Let their certified security professionals show you where your network is vulnerable, including their support in helping you transition from Windows 7. Give them a call, 217-359-8041, or email them at info@areawidetech.com.
Tara is watching. Brian, Randy, hey Jay, how are you? I've enjoyed meeting your sister with Duncan. She works with Duncan. Karen, great to see you and hear you. A cousin of mine. David is watching. I love hearing you guys talk. I'm always entertained listening. Thank you very, very much for saying that.
Appreciate that.
We are here every morning, 7 to 9. Kim, how are you? Great to see you out there as well. And so many have jumped on Facebook Live as another way to take a peek. We're getting hundreds of people that are jumping on Facebook Live, another way to listen when you're at home because you're not commuting, punching radio dials. So there's that. So we'll continue to keep you updated. Our market's down 723 points. NASDAQ's down. Everything's down. Oil, someday you'll say, Stevie J said oil would come back. Oh, my gosh. The world cannot produce oil at $20 a barrel. It's $40 to break even. So do the math. I mean, I don't know when it will come back, but oil will come back. So we watch the markets, and I would advise you not really to look at your 401k if you have one, because you're not going to like that. What we got here?
Adrian's last name is Corona. He's in Champagne right now.
It's okay, buddy. I love your last name.
I know. It's rough. It's rough.
My son brought everybody socks We got married in a backyard ceremony with just a few people, and his socks were Corona socks.
I see.
And so, Adrian, Corona is the man. It's just what,
yes, sir.
So are you getting any castigation out there, my friend? Are you getting bullied or ostracized?
Oh, an insane amount you wouldn't even believe.
Well, then the next step is for the ignorant to stay away from you because you're going to give them coronavirus. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, you know, I'm not the virus. I'm just the person with a name. I like the pre-advertising, but if you connect it with me, then you're just kind of silly at that point.
Starting to feel bad now for the guy who has the last name, FLU.
No, we deal with it very well. Don't you worry.
Hey, there are people with the last name. They're the people with the last name Flu. You know that.
That's true.
FLU, yeah. FLEW. I mean, there were crazy names. H-O-G-G was the governor of Texas, Governor H-O-G-G, and he named his kids Ima and Yora. That's cruel.
Oh, no.
That's just cruel, Adrian. Come on, man.
There he is.
At least you didn't marry somebody and hyphenate your last name to Corona-Beer, because there are people named Beer, too. Okay, Adrian, you hang in there. Hang in there, and thanks for the...
checking in with us.
A little laughter this morning.
No problem.
Thanks,
no
buddy.
Problem.
Thanks for listening. I appreciate you, Adrian Corona.
That's right.
Wow. Yeah, names. How about the L-E-A-R family, the Lear family?
Okay.
They named their kids, true story, they named their kids...
I've heard this.
King and Lear. Crystal Shanda. that's mean.
Okay.
So mean. Here you go with your weather.
All right. We've got a temperature of 38 now, and we're climbing up to 53. Some clouds in the morning, partly cloudy by this afternoon, and 36 our low tonight. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high 61, low 43, 65 on Friday as we wrap up the week. Showers in the forecast Saturday. By next Tuesday, 74. Right now, 39 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, again, Nancy, talented Nancy Heffernan watching from Chicago. Ron Rector is in a hospital in Georgetown, Texas. I hope you're all right, Ron.
Okay.
Randy's enjoying the show. My brother Craig down in Mississippi.
Yay!
Vladimir Putin is in fact sending an airplane of medical supplies to the United States.
That's
a big old news story this morning.
Father Joe talked about Peoria Sheriff stopping him in front of the church to figure out why it was parked there with the motor running.
Yeah.
He didn't see the purple stole. He's watching after his morning mass. Thank you, Father Joe, for checking in from St. Mary's in Kickapoo, Illinois.
I'm a priest. I'm allowed here.
Right. Why are you going into the church?
Our people are watching out.
My goodness.
Brother Greg says that maybe there's a deal with Putin because they're fighting with Saudi Arabia, so maybe oil can lift up a little bit because we can't make oil for $20 a barrel. The break-even is $40, so we need oil. So the math is not going to work for long. But whenever you say, gosh, I bet oil goes back, I can't tell you the date. But I can tell you the price of the barrel will go up a lot more than it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, gasoline ought to be a lot less than it is. But guess what? We have like $1 million a gallon in Illinois state taxes. Indiana, you can buy for $1.10, $1.30. Here it's going to be $2 because we got like 60 cents of tax on it.
I see.
Thank you.
Thanks for clarifying that.
Hi, I'm Ryan, one of the owners at CU Under Construction and CU Services. I'd like to take a moment to thank the community for all the work that you have us do on your remodel, commercial, and residential properties. We would also like to inform you of all of the services that we provide. At CU Under Construction and CU Trade Services, we truly want to make your home our top priority. If you are planning a project or just needing any mechanical services, check us out at CUunderConstruction.com, where we are building better together.
The goal at PDR Automotive in Urbana is a simple one, to provide you with the safe, reliable transportation in your vehicle. They aren't just after the quick fix to get you back on the road, but instead have two main priorities. They want you to feel safe in your automobile, and they want you satisfied with their work. PDR has been in business since 1973 for a reason. They give quality service and will explain every turn of the wrench. So call them the next time your car or truck has an issue at 367-9481, or visit them on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
Hey,
it's Stevie J. Like many, I knew all about Game Day Spirits Illini gear, but I wasn't so knowledgeable about the corporate apparel they do. But they do really great work. I've had some shirts done, and some of my employees have too. They're very high quality and perfect for your business or organization. If you need something in the summer, need something in the winter, Game Day Spirit does custom screen printing and embroidery for every season or style. From blue collar to the boardroom, they have you covered with corporate apparel. Get a quote. Email sales@gamedayspirit.com and you'll be pleased. Okay. Thank you for watching on Facebook Live this morning. We have Cecil that's jumped on. Steve has jumped on. Yeah, Larry, all those preppers. All those preppers living off the grid we thought were absolutely crazy. Yeah, they look kind of like geniuses. Yeah. There's no problem there. Preppers have all the cans and food. Hey, high five. Can't touch it.
There you go.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
Hang in there, everybody. Stay healthy. Thank you, Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. We thank you for listening. Jeremy Warner program coming up. The drive this afternoon from 4 to 6. I appreciate you. Stay calm. We'll think through it. We'll get through it. And we'll meet back on the radio, Facebook Live, and everything else tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. I am Stevie J. from Champaign-Urbana on this Wednesday. Have a great day. Jeff Facer at Area-Wide Technologies on why he wants to help restaurants.
Since restaurants have been closed down, I thought that would be a good place to start and engage and try and help them to the extent that I could.
And why is he doing it?
All I want to do is help, and quite frankly, I want to challenge others to do the same. Do whatever, but let's come together and solve this problem.
And what does Jeff Facer think of our future?
I'm absolutely optimistic we're going to be okay, but I think we're only going to be okay if we quit buying toilet paper and if we come together as one, find out who needs help and help. Everybody can contribute, whether it's time, running groceries to somebody, or whatever. Everybody can help, and we need to do that.
Stevie J Broadcasting salutes local business leader Jeff Facer at Area-Wide Technologies for all he's doing to help our community.
Rescue workers face death every day, and far too often their families lose them while they're helping you on the road. When you see emergency lights flashing, you must slow down and move over to the far lane. That includes red, blue, and orange lights. If you hit someone on the road, you'll be charged with a felony. That means jail time. Help us keep our families safe when we're out helping yours. When the lights are flashing, use caution passing. Let's all go home safe tonight.
Brought to you by Tapman's Towing.
One in four batteries in America needs changed. Is that yours? There's only one way to tell. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Madison, and they will get you tested. No appointment needed. If your battery is over 4 years old, you're in danger. Don't be left on the side of the road on your way to work or that special event. Interstate Battery is your protector from bad power. There are three ways to get in contact with them. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Madison. Head to their website at interstatebatteries.com or give them a call at 217-355-4855.
You have heard lions and tigers and bears, oh my, but what about dandelion, creeping charlie, and crabgrass, oh my? These weeds can be destructive forces on your lawn. When figuring out the troublesome weeds, you need a respectable company that will give you the attention it needs. Spring Green is that company. Spring Green's lawn service program includes personalized lawn care, a mid-season checkup, and a simplified and transparent process. To check it out, go to spring-green.com or call 359-2111.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment.
Contact Justin or Dave at Thomas & Ellers Insurance in Champaign today. 217-356-2400.
What's Kasasa Tune? It's free checking that funds your fun. Now available at Prospect Bank. Earn refunds on your iTunes, Amazon.com, and Google Play purchases, all for doing the simple things that you do anyway. Free Kasasa checking even refunds your ATM fees nationwide. Get paid. Bank local. Ask for Kasasa at Prospect Bank or go to bankprospect.com and join the movement today. Qualifications and rules apply. See financial institution for details. Member FDIC.
Hi, welcome to Honda BMW of Champaign.
Hi, I've got all sorts of car problems.
Okay, we'd be happy to help you out. What's the issue?
First off, I think I need a new car. Mine is really old.
We've got a large selection of new Hondas on our lot.
Great, and then my wife needs one too, but I don't think we have the budget for two new cars.
Our finance department will help you pick the best option for your needs.
Wow, you answered all my questions.
That's what we're here for. Sir?
Finally, peace of mind.
Honda BMW of Champaign. Their staff is committed to giving you peace of mind. Stop by today at the corner of Neal and Brewash in Savoy.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or two arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Warm up at Value Check in Champaign with their hot prices. With a friendly staff and well-stocked shelves, you can't go wrong. Get deals like brand-name chips for under $2 or fresh produce like meat, cheese, and veggies for under $5. And check out their Facebook page for daily updates on their newest and hottest specials. Cost plus food creates more savings, and you'll save more than anywhere else at Value Check. Stop by 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola.